Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business and your business really is our business. And a fine, how do you do to you?
I am doing fantastic. Yeah. I am doing fantastic. So let me just give you just a little rewind of what I have, you know, been up to the last few days.
Oh, all right. Okay. Rewind of what you've been up to in the last few days.
Yeah. Right. So Friday, our Fan Bragging Friday show.
Yes.
We got to wrap up our Fan Bragging Friday show. And I'll tell you what, the stories that came in through the Fan Bragging Friday were so heartfelt.
Authentic. So,
right? They were moving.
Yes.
And you could just feel the energy shift on how people were just expressing so much gratitude for each other. And then, of course, Eric and I go off and we host a second talk show on Friday afternoons on a Christian radio station. And we kind of took the concept of Fan Bragging Friday over to this Christian station.
Took it to the language. We called it Applaud God.
Applaud God. And so people could talk about answered prayer and just how God was working in their lives and celebrate that.
Right.
And the calls that we got in, you know, so many of them, it was just that perfect timing.
Right.
You know, where it's like, I wasn't doing this, and then all of a sudden I felt the need to turn the radio on.
Right.
And this is what I was hearing. I was coming onto the radio to listen for music, but I heard your show, and it moved me in this way.
Isn't that amazing?
And it was story after story after story of perfect timing. And
yes.
And you ever feel just like you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, and it just all comes together in a really beautiful and really powerful way.
Pretty much summarizes Friday.
It was Friday.
It was a great day.
I got to then participate in a conference over the weekend, Lisa Nichols. It was her speaking and writing conference, and really speaking and writing to make an impact.
Okay.
And I remember telling my mom, I had lunch with my mom on Friday, which is also another bonus. And she says, well, why are you going to that? You're on the radio every day. Why
you would speak, you write.
You make an impact.
Yeah, right.
And so I just want to get better. I want to get better. I want to be better. We've got so many opportunities coming up in this year that I have never had before, that doors that have never been here. And
right.
So I just want to make sure that I'm making an impact. And so I got to spend 13 hours with Lisa Nichols.
Wow.
At this conference, just being poured into.
You know, that's going
to
help.
And the notes that I took are all scrambled and screttled and mixed up. I was trying to, like, get through some of them today.
Right.
But they just, you know, lit a fire underneath about the abundance that every one of us has within us. The obstacles that we are allowing to define us from reaching our fullest potential.
Yeah.
Which are mostly ridiculous. They're in our heads. I mean, if you
sure.
really think about, well, why don't I have the thing I want to have? And when you put it down on paper or you say it out loud, it does start to get kind of silly.
It does,
right?
Because your reasons turn into excuses, because they always were.
And they're flat and they're hollow and there's just really nothing there.
Right. We breathe life into them.
We got to do that. Got to participate in the Bridge of Hope Run for Shelter 5K on Sunday morning, and then finished off the afternoon with the final day of the Lisa Nichols Conference. And then during the break, did a little, got through some Darren Hardy podcasts as well. And so I'm just filling in my brain with good stuff.
Yeah.
So then this morning, I get to take that good stuff that I took all in
and
pour
it,
out onto our mastermind group. We kicked off our very first ever Power Boost, Breakthrough Power Boost this morning, which is our weekly mastermind group for Experience Pros members. It was powerful, and already breakthroughs were happening in this quick 30-minute weekly podcast. The people that showed up,
They showed up in a big way, and I see a number of people watching by way of our Facebook Live. If that Power Boost is something, I'm looking at Michael Smith, who is down in Texas. Love Michael, and you want to join. It's so quick and easy, and it's powerful to join. Give us the opportunity to power boost you and join. And we had a whole bunch of people from Texas. That's why I singled you out, Michael, because there was a bunch of people from Texas hanging out with us. And oh gosh, it was super cool. If you want to join here, I'll put this on the video to join the Breakthrough Power Boost. All you got to do is sign up for a free 30-day trial. There's no credit cards. There's no commitments. No expectations. But if you don't love it, I'd be shocked, and I'll bet you you will contribute powerfully to the group.
So that's all.
That's all. That's all. Such a lot.
It's such a lot.
Yeah.
And I am just, I am on fire. I'm so excited to just watch, just to watch people elevate their game. Because here's the thing. The community is waiting for a bigger you to show up. Us playing small, us making excuses, us waiting and delaying and not doing it is not serving anybody. Oh, look, we've got Rocky music.
That's it.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah. The world and your community is waiting for a bigger you to show up.
And you can.
And we can, and we are. And so what are we doing to have that extraordinary decision today that we've been putting off and decided that, okay, you know what? I'm just going to be ordinary. No, ordinary doesn't live here.
No,
ordinary moved out.
Ordinary does not live here. Scattered out under the shining of the light. And I'll tell you something. Thanks to our big man, Chad, run BMC. He is our producer, and he's got all the right moves. I'm telling you, the Power Boost, Angel, this is probably one of the most exciting things that I think we've ever rolled out. And it's just... what Eric Hunsberger, who participated as the facilitator and featured presenter today, brought.
And just oozes enthusiasm and motivation and inspiration.
Yep.
Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, good stuff. Hey, Angel,
yes.
What's our kindness act of the day?
Well, it went through a couple of versions before it actually ended up as the hashtag of the day.
I might say tasty versions.
It did. It went through many tasty versions today. So our kindness act of the day, hashtag kindness act of the day. I had packed myself a healthy lunch for today, but I had decided at some point that's not what I wanted to eat. I wanted something more substantial.
Yeah.
And so they have a little cafe in the building where our studio is at. And I told Eric, I've got food, but it's not what I want to eat. I'm going to go get something from the cafe.
Right.
And I didn't want a salad because it gets all in my teeth before we come on the show. And I wanted something warm and cozy.
You're a big fan of soup.
And I love soup. Mm-hmm. Well, she had a special today in the cafe, and it was a chicken curry. It was the chef's special. So I ordered that. And this thing must weigh 7 pounds. I mean, there must be 7 pounds of food.
You got your value.
In this box that she handed me. And so my hashtag of the day was share your curry with somebody.
Okay.
And so, Eric's been partaking and got to feel the love of my kindness act of the day, share your curry with somebody. And then I thought, not everybody has curry.
Yeah.
So, maybe share what you've got with somebody else. And so whether that's your snack pack or a pen.
Or a smile,
some food, some love, some money.
Okay.
Whatever. Share what you've got with somebody else today.
That's your hashtag kindness act of the day. And you can go ahead and participate in that by using the hashtag and sharing it out on Facebook. Let people know what you're going to do to be intentional about your act of kindness today.
I love it. Well, we're pretty excited to kick this day off with you. some motivation, some encouragement, positive business talk, only found one place on the radio, and that's right here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. We have elevated our game. You should, you know, the guests that we are bringing in, the topics we are covering, this is your one-stop shop, your power boost every single day in the, you know, to get you through your work day. And so you come in and get it in little nuggets at a time, and then go back and make those powerful phone calls and make sure that you are fan bragging on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Fan bragging is to say something nice about somebody else in business. You can do it 24/7 by dialing the number 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. If it's between the hours of 2 and 4 Mountain Time, we will take that call live on Fridays. However, any other time throughout the rest of the week, that's recorded, and then we'll use those recordings. So there's never an excuse not to fan brag. It's always something we can do 24/7. Well, I'll tell you what, have you stress test your savings yet?
Stress tested my
your savings?
Oh, I have stressed out my savings, I'm quite certain.
I think there are a lot of people who connect with that as well. Well, it is our intention to talk about stress testing your savings. When we return, you are listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. It's the home of positive business talk. And as we just shared with you, if you'd like to know more about our Breakthrough Power Boost, just go to experiencepros.com/free trial. Sign up. It'll take you 30 seconds to sign up, and we will take care of the rest for the next 30 days. No credit card, no commitment, just kindness. We'll be back right after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Oh boy, it's going to be a great day. You know how I know? Coach Brew's in the house.
Coach John Brubaker. You can find him online at coachbrew.com. That's B-R-U. Did I say that right?
You did.
B-R-U. Somehow my head is hearing something different than what's actually coming out of my mouth. Coach,
could be the East Coast translation.
Coach Brew, we're so excited to have you on the Experience Pros Radio Show today.
Great to be here with you.
What? Everybody get up and march.
Coach is in the house. Thank you. Thank you, Chad, for that. Coach Brew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks to Chad playing the coach theme song.
Isn't that exciting? Is that your, is that like your new walk-on song? Do you ever use that when you're speaking?
I might have to start doing that. Do I have to get Craig T. Nelson's permission to use that?
Not anymore. It's
awesome.
Chad says I didn't.
We didn't. and if you do, you didn't hear that from us.
No, I didn't hear any of that.
All right, Coach Brew, how do we help people be more awesome today?
You help them maximize their time. You know, we got a little scary math that we're going to hit some listeners right between the eyes with, but you know what? You got some really, really smart listeners who I bet they're already doing some of this because they listen to you and your show.
All right. Well, there's the hype. What are you talking about there?
Fun fact, Eric.
Uh-oh.
Did you know the average American spends almost 60 minutes commuting to and from work every day?
I think we're overachievers,
yeah, we are
overachievers over here. Yeah.
Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
I hate traffic.
You know, dogs and bees can smell fear.
You know, Coach Brew, I hate traffic. It takes so much time. I feel like I'm wasting time. You know, what should only take me, 20 to 30 minutes is taking me 50 to 60 minutes. And that's one. That's just one way, but there's no, with the way Colorado's growing, there just doesn't seem to be a way around it.
Yeah, and if you think about how much time we spend commuting, we can think about what we do with that time. And when I say commuting, it could be planes, trains, automobiles, it could be anything. But if you look at that 60-minute commute every day, That's nine full days a year. 9 days is 216 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot of time.
So yeah,
like,
that is.
How are you using that? Are you playing Sudoku while someone drives you to work? Are you sitting on the train? Are you polluting your mind and your mood with negative news, mindlessly scrolling through social media? Or are you feeding yourself vitamins for the mind, listening to positive business talk, and getting an education that doesn't take place in school? That's the big question for everybody today that I have for them.
216 hours. That's no chump change.
No, that's a lot. That's more than a week, right? That's a lot.
It gets worse, though, or better, depending on how do you waste that time or do you invest it? That's what determines whether it gets better or worse. Because on that commute, the average American spends about 42 hours stuck in traffic annually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And it's only getting worse with population growth. So think about that. That's more than a work week. If we want to put some perspective, the broader perspective of all this, those nine full days a year we spend commuting, that's like 40% of the credit hours you'd need to earn an advanced degree.
Oh, my goodness.
2 years of commuting. Yeah, 2 years of commuting, you could have the equivalent of an MBA in professional development if you invested your time instead of just wasting it doing meaningless and frivolous things.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and we do. We don't think anything of it. Yeah. It's just a few minutes. It's mindless. Like, I'm sitting in traffic, and so I'll listen to the radio for the passengers scrolling through Facebook or whatever. But that's a lot of time. I used to do books on tape, when we would travel. I would always get books on tape when we would travel because, you're going to be spending hours in the car. And so it seemed like a smart way to pass the time. But we are spending hours in the car. Yeah. And so Coach Brew, do you have some, and besides the Experience Pros Radio Show, which people can tune into when we're on, but besides that time, do you have any recommendations for things that you listen to for that professional development, personal development, great little podcasts that you use?
Oh, of course. First I'd have to say lists that save my business. I mean, that's number one. That's a no-brainer. That should be at the top of everyone's list, right?
Yes, thank you.
There you go. See what I did there?
Yeah, I do see it. Yeah.
I'm taking notes furiously, John. How to win points and influence Angel.
This is what matters most, folks.
Absolutely.
You mentioned books on tape, and I mentioned that fabulous read known as List That Saved My Business. But I like to affectionately refer to that informal education as Dashboard University. You think about the amount of dashboard, or some people call it windshield time, that they get every day. I think we got to be really mindful about what we plug into there and how precious our time is. And before I make any recommendations, I would share this with you. Think about some of the other areas where we waste time. You know why I wear cowboy boots or slip-on shoes almost exclusively?
Because you look hot. Good. You look great.
She almost said hot.
I think she sometimes stutters. She has to put an H before every word so she can get it out.
I might have a thing for guys in cowboy boots, Coach Brew.
Why do you wear slip-ons?
There you go. So I wear slip-on shoes for one reason. You spend almost 25 seconds at a time tying your shoes. Thinking about how many times you take your shoes, put your shoes on, take them off. Let's say it's four times a day over 365 days. And let's say your average lifespan is 80 years. That's 30 days when you add up all of that scary math that you spend over the course of your lifetime tying your shoes. That's over a month spent tying your shoes.
Wow.
And that's right. Not counting like the days that you go through airport security, add on more time there. But so I wanted to eliminate that from my life.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. I hope you have a few more to share with us, Coach Brew. We want to keep you over the commercial break. Can we do that?
Oh, absolutely. I got another great one for you that will revolutionize your life.
Love that. And one of our listeners asks, who spends 25 seconds tying their shoes? Usually people with big bellies like me who can't reach them in the first place. I'm sure our listener will know who I'm talking about. We'll be back right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Ryan, I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. the IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Today's hashtag kindness act of the day, be gentle to yourself. That is, don't beat yourself up too hard. You are the only you you have. And that kindness act of the day brought to us by Robert Johnson from A New Outlook Counseling Services in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robert, for that. Well, before we went to commercial break, we had our friend Coach John Brubaker on the line talking about just it fascinating us with how much time we spend doing regular mundane things, such as tying our shoes, sitting in traffic, commuting, all of that, and how we can turn those, how we can simplify our time, and instead of being so wasteful, being more mindful with that. And Coach Brew, how long did you say, how much time do we spend in our lifetime tying our shoes?
30 days
tying the shoes.
That's incredible. So just by putting slip-on shoes, you've bought yourself back a month of your life.
Right.
And so little things like that, you can improve the quality of your life, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be this. We always want more time in the day, right? We always say, "I wish I had more time, more days in the week." Well, here's how you can get it. Coach Brew has our magic answer. Coach Brew, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh, my pleasure. And little things do make a big difference.
Yeah, they do. Have you met my co-host?
Okay, so what other interesting facts do you have for us for how much time we're spending?
And I don't encourage you to skimp on this area, but just to give you an idea just how precious your time is, you know, all the experts will say you need to get 8 hours of sleep, a good solid 8 hours of sleep. Well, if there's 24 hours in the day, you're spending a third of your day, in essence, a third of your life sleeping. Now, that's over 25 years when you add it all up that we spend sleeping.
Now, John, we need to sleep, though. Are you going to tell us that we got to stop
we
that?
We do. I issued the disclaimer. I'm not encouraging you to skimp on this, but I'm trying to paint the picture that we, you know, 24 hours in a day is really actually 16 hours if you subtract out the amount of sleep we're supposed to get.
Sure.
And so everything else we do during that time becomes magnified in terms of its importance. So, and Eric, I'll tell you, I'm not encouraging you to skip doing what I'm about to say completely. But if you think about it, we spend probably about 4 minutes brushing our teeth every day. When you add that up over the course of, say, 80 years, your teeth or brushing your dentures, that's 162 days of your life you spend brushing your teeth.
For which there is no substitute, folks. There is no substitute.
There is. I'm not encouraging you to be like toothless and shoeless, toothless, shoeless insomniac.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I am encouraging you to do is to look carefully at how you spend your time. Can you create some incremental gains in your life?
Hey, John, one of our listeners just chimes in and says, multitask, brush those teeth while you're taking the shower.
I do that.
Do you? Do not brush your teeth while you're sitting on the toilet. I'm just saying.
That is exactly what I do. I brush my teeth and I shave in the shower. Not to get too intimate and personal,
thank you,
but I look for incremental gains like that. And I'm encouraging everyone to look for that. And I think the biggest window that you have to do that isn't cheating yourself when it comes to tying your shoes, sleeping, or brushing your teeth, but it is what you can do during your daily commute, because that's a fact of life. That's a reality for all of us, is we have time on the way to and from work that we could either waste or invest. And when you invest that time, you get a return.
You know, and Coach, I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because I go through seasons where I'm really intentional about, you know, using that car time for development. Sure. But then, you know, you finish a podcast or you finish a book and you didn't have one kind of in the backup plan, and you get away from the habit, and then, you know, months can go by and you've just kind of gotten out of the habit and developed a new, you know, not useful habit. And so thank you for bringing this today, because I think we all know how valuable that time is. It, whether you're driving or a passenger, planes, trains, or automobiles, that is valuable time. And I think of it when I've got, like I said, big increments of time, if I'm going to be on a plane or we're going on a road trip. But that daily, every day, putting good stuff in can really make a difference in our attitude, how we even react and respond to traffic, the mood we're in when we show up for work, the mood we're in when we show up at home at the end of the day. It's got so many benefits to it, and it's right there. We don't even have to change a habit.
Right.
We don't even have to buy cowboy boots, though we should.
You're absolutely right. But everyone should own a pair. I don't trust a person that doesn't own a pair of boots.
Well, and increase my mood every day is if I took on a new habit. Angel, you came across an interesting statistic about how much time people spend kissing every day. How much time in their lifetime?
Oh, I think
it's like 8 days.
Yeah,
so like 8 days of total
kissing.
And you know what? You're not doing it right. I got to spend a lot more time than that. I'm just saying. And if anybody wants to agree with me, you know where to find me.
Eric's going to improve how much time he spends kissing.
I'm going to help the averages.
Or if they need practice getting better at that, they should probably reach out to you too.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, I'm here as a servant, willing and able, very able to help. Sorry, John, didn't mean to derail that, but you know, somebody had to say something.
Not at all.
And
Angel, your co-host Angel, he's a great humanitarian.
I am. And listener Nick, shame on you.
He is.
He is something, that is for sure. And so we appreciate him for that. Coach Brew, I want to make sure that our listeners are able to connect with you. You wrote the book, Stadium Status, Taking Your Business to Stadium Status. You've got some great resources for them. How do they connect with you?
Oh, they can just go to coachbrew.com. The nice thing about Stadium Status is it's also an audio book. So if you're listening to this saying, you know what, I'm not a reader, or I get car sick or sick on the bus or the train reading, well, you know what, you can plug your headphones in and you can pick up a copy of that on Audible. But, you know, whether it's my book or anything else, I strongly encourage you to invest your time in personal or professional development while you're commuting.
I second that.
Absolutely.
As well. Stadium Status. Pick it up. Read it. Listen to it while you're commuting. If you get nothing else out of today, you are going to love that. You're going to love what Stadium Status does for you and for your business. Coach Brew, we love that you're on with us every month. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you both.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, he started a conversation or two or three or ten.
Online. How about this one? Women spend 17 years of their lives trying to lose weight. 17 years,
really?
Ladies.
I'm probably right there. Yeah. What else? What else you got?
2.5 years cooking.
Uh-huh.
3.66 years eating, which is about 67 minutes a day. And the total amount we consume in a lifetime is close to 35 tons, which is why we have to spend 17 years of our life trying to lose.
17 years for 35 tons? Mm-hmm. That's a fair trade.
Spend 1.5 years in the bathroom. They say the average person goes 4 times a day, and we spend a total of 92 days sitting on the potty. But men, you spend 4 more minutes a day on the potty than we women do.
4 more minutes?
4 more minutes a day.
That can't possibly be accurate. It's
a
like
day.
40 more minutes a day. I'm just saying. Maybe that's the way it used to be in my household. I don't know.
All right. Well, here it's only going to take you 1 minute. 1 minute. You got 1 minute. Don't tie your shoes for 2 days.
All right.
And you can sign up for the Experience Pros Network, our free listing online at experiencepros.com. It gets you all the goodies of being part of the Experience Pros Network, including 4 weeks of our Power Boost Mastermind that kicks off every single Monday morning to get your brain in the right frame of mind.
Absolutely. We had a fantastic Power Boost Monday. And I'm telling you, folks, you will love this. If you are not a member of the Experience Pros Network, you know what? You can be above average. Take 30 seconds to fill out that form because it really doesn't take a minute. And then you've saved a minute.
Now you've saved a minute.
And you can practice kissing.
Buy some cowboy boots. All right. I'm falling behind, Eric.
You are?
I'm falling really behind.
How's that?
Women spend 8 years of their life shopping. That's 1 hour every single day. I am behind. I don't shop for an hour every day.
Does it count online shopping?
I would count that as online shopping, but I don't
spend
an hour every day.
Throwing the flag. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We've got a fantastic show continuing for you. If you're looking by way of online right now, will you hit the share button? So thankful for the five who already have. We'll be back. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention
Washington business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. My goodness, it's a good day.
I'm so glad you think so.
I'm motivated.
Are you motivated?
You betcha.
All right, so do you have any tricks for how you keep yourself motivated?
Yes.
That you can share out loud.
I'm sorting.
You're sorting.
Yeah,
I'm filtering. Sorting. Filtering. Nope. Can't say. Can't
one.
Share. All right. Well, while you're filtering, okay. Thank you for that, by the way. I'm going to share some tips that I actually found by Rachel Nussbaum. She wrote it at greatest.com.
All right.
Ways to motivate yourself that really work. And here's a quote that I actually shared with our mastermind group this morning in our Power Boost.
Yeah.
Is that so often many of us are high achievers and we're pretty motivated. We're pretty good at staying self-motivated, seeing there's a problem, let's fix it, what's broken, and you know, find a need, fill the need. I think that's kind of the essence of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so, but one of the things that I read recently or heard somebody else say recently was that even at our, you know, giving 50, 60, 70%, we're inspiring the socks off of other people.
Sure.
We're not giving it our all.
No.
We have more to give, but we don't really even have to play full out to impress the socks off.
Of most people. I agree with
because
that.
Because we're already high achievers anyways.
Yep.
But even for high achievers, there are things on our to-do list. There are things in our goals. There are things in our path that we want to achieve that we're kind of putting off to. Or we might get ourselves a little bit out of balance. And so while our, you know, we might be really great at business, but, you know, we might feel like we're not really quite cutting it in the mom world. Or we might have our faith really strong, but our finances are struggling. And so there's, you know, always one area that is just needs a little extra help, a little extra TLC. So how
sure.
do you motivate yourself in the area that needs a little bit of extra motivation? And so here's what Rachel Nussbaum says.
All right.
First thing she says, write down why you want it.
You know, that goes right to the heart of most anything that you want to accomplish is ask yourself the why. What is it about that is attractive to you? If you put it in writing, and one of the studies that I just recently read over the weekend was, You've got to write it. It is not the same as typing it into your computer. You've got to write it, handwriting on paper. So go find a pen or one of those old computers, a pencil, and use that.
Did you say an old computer, yeah, a pencil?
Yeah, you know the sharp end?
Yeah.
That's the print. And the rubber end, that's the delete.
The original computer.
The original computer.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I had to have seen that on a meme somewhere.
Thank you for blowing my cover.
Yeah, yep. Right? All right. So we're trying to keep you motivated. Keep a running list of things that make you smile.
This is probably one of the things I would have brought to the, past the filters.
Mm-hmm.
This, what motivates me? Mm-hmm. Things that make me smile.
Mm.
And so I try to go where things, people, events make me smile.
And if you find yourself not going, going through your day and just really grumpy, grumpy at what you have in your closet, grumpy at what you're eating for breakfast, grumpy at the traffic, grumpy at where your office is, the direction your desk faces, whatever it is. If you find yourself just being grumpy all the time, of course, you're not going to be motivated. So what in there makes you happy? Put on your favorite red shirt that just brings out the color in your face and
turn your desk to the mountains.
Yes. Right. Take a different way to work. Believe it or not, there's more than one way to go to work. There's more than one parking spot. You probably park in the same parking spot every single day. You have the same exact routine. You go to the exact same coffee shop. Like, shake it up a little bit and find some joy in the day.
All right.
Start small.
I did a little bit of the training today in our Breakthrough Mastermind, and part of that was start small. Start ridiculously small. And how small? Well, if you tell yourself, I really want to do a whole bunch, I want to get fit, do one push-up, just one push-up today. Or spend 1 minute in yoga or meditation. Pick up the phone and make one phone call. Now, here's the secret to that. If you start ridiculously small, that's the minimum. But you can do more if you're so inclined. So maybe you've got enough to give 2 push-ups or 10. You have the right to go ahead and step up, but you got to do something.
It's a good place to start.
That's right.
Right? Version 1 is better than version none.
Amen.
Start small, start ridiculously small. And I find myself, I get myself so stuck in routines. Going to bed at the same time, watching the same program before I go to bed and reading the same books or having just, I get myself so stuck in a routine.
Right.
One, because I know if I create it as a part of my routine, it'll become a habit.
Sure.
And I'll do it. I'll do the thing. So I put it in my routine, whether, it's in my morning routine or in my evening routine or in my work routine. I have routines in order to make sure I'm doing all the things that have to get done. I know if I don't schedule it, it won't happen.
Right.
But every now and then I've had enough of the routine.
Yep.
I feel too structured, too bound. Like, it takes me now an hour. I've got to start going to bed an hour before because I have 20,000 things that I put into my routine. I skip it all. I throw the whole routine out the window and say, I am done with that. I'm creating a new routine and I start small. With just one thing that I'm doing in the morning or in the evenings. And I have been known to throw, I'm so predictable. This is it. And this is who I am. And this is where you can find me. And that if it's 7:32, this is where I'm at because this is my routine. But, and my husband says it usually hits in 5-year increments that I just go, I'm done with that. And I'm making a new routine for me.
Wow.
And so you just have to start small. Like, that served me then.
Yeah.
But now it's just, now it's just.
It irritates.
It's a routine.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily serving me anymore. And I'm bound up because I've got so many things that I'm doing.
Yep.
I've got to get rid of this in order to make room for the new. It's like pruning a tree.
All right.
Or pruning a rose bush.
I understand
so
that.
So to speak. He says, look your excuses in the eye.
Absolutely.
They're your greatest enemy. If you see you're using an excuse, correct it. And you can say, I used to think that way.
Yeah,
I used to do it like that.
We called those ants today. And those are automatic negative thoughts. And look at those excuses and say, if that starts, then I'll do this. If I say to myself, I'm not going to go walking, then I go to the closet and put on my walking shoes. right? If-then statements will help you look excuses in the eye and you'll gain mastery. Motivational tips at work, thanks to this article on thegreatest.com. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. Hour 2, next on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.